Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskrityam. Body is still not there. Anyway, we'll spend some time doing contradictory things before the board comes so that we can follow sequence. I just want to share an emotional feelings I have now, and I want you to be in my shoes. I got Diksha yesterday, and I'm giving Bhagavatam class today. How does it sound? Is it possible for everybody to do the same thing? You get initiation yesterday, and the next day you are giving Bhagavatam class to the congregation of stalwart devotees. For some people, there will be stage fright, and I have that emotional fright already. But I'm taking it in one mood. After Diksha, I went around begging for Guru Dakshina. It wasn't easy also. And so I'm also seeing this class giving as Guru Dakshina also. So I thank all those who arranged this, all those also who have facilitated all my experiences until now. I'm eternally indebted to all of you. I'm very grateful. So since the board has arrived, we can do the main business. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 2, Ajamil delivered by the Vishnu Dutas, text number 23. Please repeat responsively. Tam vivaksum abhipretya Mahapurusha Kinkara Sahasa Pasyata Tasya Tatranta Dadidre Naga Tavivaksun Abhipretya Mahapurusha Kinkara Sahasa Pasyatastasya Tatranta Dadirenaga Tam Grace Jagat Guru A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Maharaj Ki. O sinless Maharaj Parikit, the other couriers of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Vishnu Dutas, saw that Ajamil was attempting to say something, and thus they suddenly disappeared from his presence. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Shastras say, Papista ye durachara, deva brahmana nindaka, apatya bojanaste sam akale naranam durvam. For persons who are papistas, very sinful and durachara, misbehaved, or very unclean in their habits, who are against the existence of God, who disrespect Vaishnavas and Brahmanas, and who eat anything and everything, ultimately death is sure. It is said that in Kali Yuga, one has a maximum lifespan of 100 years. But as people become degraded, the duration of their lives decreases. Praye na pa yusaha. Because Ajamil was now free from all sinful reactions, his life was extended, even though he was to have died immediately. When the Vishnu Duta saw Ajamil trying to say something to them, they disappeared to give him a chance to glorify the Supreme Lord. Since all his sinful reactions have been vanquished, he was now prepared to glorify the Lord. Indeed, one cannot glorify the Lord unless one is completely free from all sinful activities. This is confirmed by Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita 7:28. Yesan tuanta gatam papam jana nam punya kananam te dwandwa moha nimuktam bhajante mam drida vrtaha. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life whose sinful actions are completely eradicated and who are free from the duality of delusion engage themselves in my service with determination. The Vishnu Dutas made Ajamil aware of devotional service so that he might immediately become fit to return home back to Godhead. To increase his eagerness to glorify the Lord, they disappeared so that he will feel separation in their absence. In the mode of separation, glorification of the Lord is intense. Hare Krishna. With all protocols observed, let me just do a little input that I find convenient. Otherwise, like I said earlier, many of us will not be actually emotionally balanced to give Bhagavatam class just the next day after Diksha. But that is part of devotional ras. The subject matter here is one of the most intricate things to discuss. Yesterday, Maharaj was mentioning about Lord Balaram and referring to him as a source of Guru Tattva. Guru is among devotees. And so the subject matter that has to do with devotees, Guru or Lord Balaram, is very intricate. Because Balaram is the chief devotee. Is God in the form of a devotee. So devotee subject matter is very intricate. But we have to keep making attempts to discuss them because they give us direction. It's like compass that the sailors use to find direction when they're on high sea. So discussions about devotees has benefit in devotional practice. So the first thing is that it is mentioned in the Narad Bhakti Sutra, Mahasangha Tudulabo Gamyo Mogascha, that the association of devotees is rarely obtained, difficult to understand, and infallible. Three things. It is rarely obtained, difficult to understand, and infallible. So in the end, what does one derive when he has association of devotees? Or what actually is the way devotees behave? The first thing is that from this narration we are reading about Vishnu Dutas, we're also talking about devotees. And devotees have the activities informed. They are not uninformed. Devotees are informed, civilized, polished people. They are informed. Why? They are not acting out of sentiment. Devotional activities are conducted based on Shastra, Sadhu, and Guru. So it's not like a new thing. Nobody is doing something new. You are just repeating what has happened before. So association of devotees, we said, is rarely obtained. It is difficult to understand and is infallible. But devotees, they function based on one thing. Devotees act like Krishna does. In the 64 qualities of Krishna, it's mentioned that Krishna is Shastra Chakshush. Means he sees only through the eyes of the scripture. It's not by intellectual gymnastics or emotional expression, sentiment. No. There is reference point, which is the scripture. So the devotees also, they are acting based on scriptural references. They don't just act independently. Inside the scripture, you see what to do. Inside the scripture, you see how to do it. Inside the scripture, you find what is the benefit derived from doing it. And inside the scripture also, you find what is the consequences of not doing. Isn't it? So that is what makes devotee lean on the scripture. So they are informed, not uninformed. And that's why you find in legal or mundane fala, he said, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Because the law code is there. Your inability to assess it is no excuse for misbehavior. And devotees are very expert in not applying to themselves to such neglect. And so, in the association of devotees, there is certain things that one achieve. Certain things that one achieve. He mentions that sadhu sangha, sava, sastra koi, all the scriptures exalt associating with devotees. Because in that association, all perfection is found. The perfection of life is found. Sadhu sangha, sava, sastra koi, lava matra, sadhu sangha, sava, siddhi. Perfection is there. And also, it's mentioned that in the association of devotees, it's not what you just get like that. It comes by two things: good fortune or unimaginable extension, you can call chance also. So Mahaprabhu was mentioning Brahmananda Brahmeti Kona Bhagavan Jiva, Guru Krishna Prasade Bhaiya Bhakti Lata Bija, that all the conditioned living entities we have been wandering. In the circle of the 8,400,000 species, planetary system after planetary system, lifetime after lifetime, and only when good fortune comes our way. The word, good fortune. Good fortune may be born out of our cumulative past pious credits, which is Sukriti, or it may be just the extension of the mercy of Krishna. That's why it's unimaginable. Krishna can give mercy without considering anything also. It's his free will. So when such good fortune comes, we'll get the opportunity to associate with pure devotees. And he says that that association, use the word lava. You don't have to associate forever. It is for a fraction of a moment. Take a moment and you split it. Means seconds, fractions of seconds. If that association is qualitative, he said, the seed of perfection will be planted within that short period. If you relate that to the story of Ajamil, this was achieved. Ajamil actually did not associate for a split second. He had good time. He had enough of time because there was like a legal exchange. There was a courtroom where there was the defense counsel and the soliciting counsel. You know? They had to argue back and forth. It took time until the court sitting was adjourned for further meeting. When, I don't know, of course. In any case, Ajami had sufficient time. And in that time, there was qualitative input that himself knew he gained something. The Vishnu Dutas knew they have planted some seeds. But in seed planting, a good gardener does not preoccupy himself just sowing seeds every day. You understand? A professional gardener, he knows when to till the soil, he knows when to sow the seed, and he also knows how to observe. Because it's not every seed you sow that will germinate. Some, because of bad texture of soil, they may not germinate. Some also will germinate, but because of certain climatic conditions, they will not survive. So the man who sows seed, it takes time to observe whether they are sprouting, they are growing, then he applies the next level of input. So this way, he also mentioned in Bhagavatam, Nasta Priya Aswa Abradesu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Nasiki. So in the end, what are we saying? that in the association of devotees, there is objectivity. It is not a social gathering where we felicitate and then we just say bye, everybody is gone. Nothing was achieved. In the association of devotees, it is said, nasti kihi. It is a rich conclusion that nothing can withdraw it. What is that rich conclusion? Devotional service must sprout. Devotional service will do what? It will sprout. So, he said, by constantly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and serving the personality who are Bhagwats, all that is complicated in the heart is destroyed. Ajami had a lot of complications, isn't it? He was bewildered, he derailed, he lost his composure, and in the real sense, the right word for him is what in ISKCON they said, if you throw stone inside a pool of water, what do you hear? Bloop. Ajami blooped for some time. And in his blooped condition, he almost left his body. But by some unimaginable good fortune, which is also part of what he has cultivated. He cultivated some consciousness that he applied. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj had an institution he called Institute for Applied Spiritual Technology, IFAST. So at that time, Ajamil, I'm sure, was applying appropriate technology. Because he named his son Narayan, he called Narayan, and so the reward came. He benefited from it, isn't it? So he got good fortune by that technological application. So in the end, it means that if one applies himself to association of devotional service or association of devotees, definitely there will be some result that one achieves. So he mentioned in the same Narad Bhakti Sutra that we must strive for the association of devotees. It means there must be conscientious effort to look for it. It may come by good fortune, but we should make conscientious effort to go for it, because that is where the solution for our miserable situation lies. It's only in the association of devotees. And that is why it's difficult. And you see, in the end also, after you are able to know what are the ingredients that one achieves in the association of devotees, you go for it because you have some understanding. Why? Association of devotees is nourishing, just like you eat food. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna had mentioned that even the food that we partake of is of three kinds. There's food in the mode of goodness, there's food in the mode of passion, there's food in the mode of ignorance. But Krishna said, the food in the mode of goodness, ayu satwa bala roga, sukha priti vivadanaha, rasya snigda stidaridya, ahara satvika priya. That food dear to those in the mode of goodness, it increases duration of life. It purifies one's existence, gives strength, health, happiness. Then the content of the food is mentioned, but that is not in reference to what we are discussing now. It says, above all, it is pleasing to the heart. Now, please act like a psychologist. Assess the mental state of Ajamil. He has all of these ingredients. Ajamil was pleased at heart, because he has been relieved from some anguish. Two anguishes were there. One is the anguish of the torture of the Yamadutas. The second anguish is the anguish of his misbehavior, because he confessed, look at me. With all this, my elevated birth, all this knowledge I acquired, I degraded myself. So two torture was there. But because of this association, he said, the association of pure devotees is like food for the soul. It nourishes. So Ajamil felt, one, his lifespan elongated. How? He was supposed to die at the presence of the Yamadutas, but because he was not arrested, he was still supposed to die. But the Vishnu Dutas left. No, the Yamadutas left and Vishnu Dutas. He was there. means he didn't die, and not die means his lifespan increased. So is that not nourishment that is in mood of Sudha Sattva? This is beyond goodness. It's transcendental. Okay? Association of devotees is a nourishment. Unless you understand it like that, you will not strive to go for it. When we say the prayer Mahaprasade Govinde, does anybody say he will not eat? Once you are there, you are eager to eat. So in the same vein, if you know the importance of the association of devotees, you go for it. So furthermore, he mentioned that in Kali Yuga, the men of Kali Yuga, they are enjoying the opposite of what Ajamil got. Because of also applying the opposite of the same thing. When Sukadev Goswami was speaking with Parikshit Maharaj in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he had mentioned that in the age of Kali, men have but short lives. Life is shortened. Ajamil's life is what? Elongated. Food in the mode of goodness does what? Increases longevity. But people of Kali Yuga, they have their lifespan shortened. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided. That is sequel to. But the point is, life is shortened. In Prabhupada's purpose, Prabhupada mentioned, why is lifespan shortened? Why does our life become shortened? Prabhupada said here, when the sages of Nirmisaranya had inquired, in Kali Yuga, the duration of life is shortened, not so much because of insufficiency of food. Not because of what? Insufficiency of food, but because of irregular habits. Please take note. Because of what? Irregular habits. By keeping regular habits and eating simple food, any man can maintain his health. Okay? So, in practicing devotional service, there is no lack either. There is Hari, there is Guru, there is Vaishnava, there is, what is the four? Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, Bhagavad Gita. Is any of these ones missing? It's there. But when we have irregular habits, our habits will be driving us in other direction that does not relate or approve of interacting with these four things. We will not want to go for sadhus. We will not want to chant the holy name. We will not want to read Bhagavad Gita. We will be looking for the opposite things. And those things are going to destroy us. So you find out that in Bhagavatam is mentioned that every intelligent man knows that attachment for material things is the cause of bondage in the material world. But this same attachment, if it is channeled towards the devotees of the Lord, what is the result? It opens up the doorways of liberation. The door of liberation is open. But because of misapplication, we suffer. So Prabhupada is mentioning here, because of irregular habits. And he goes further to say, overeating, over sense gratification, over dependence on another's mercy, an artificial standard of life saps the very vitality of human energy. Therefore, duration of life is shortened. This is the first paragraph of the purport to this text. Bhagavatam 1:10. Prabhupada specifically mentioned irregular habits and bad association. So, but when we associate with devotees, it is like nourishing the soul. That is the type of nourishment that Ajamil got. He was nourished and he got longevity. He felt purified. He felt happy. And that's what Krishna described food in the mode of goodness as in Bhagavad Gita. Okay? So the association of devotees is rarely obtained. Well, already mentioned, the association of devotees is as good as associating with God. Association of devotees is as good as associating with God. Why? Bhakti. Narad Muni mentioned in Bhakti Sutra, you can get in two ways. One, out of just a small drop of the mercy of God, or by the mercy of his devotees. So when you see in the mission statement of God and the mission statement of the devotees, they have one common purpose. That the suffering condition living entities, they should be relieved from their suffering condition and become happy. Prabhupada sung it in that his prayer that when all the miserable condition living entity become happy, the desire of the Vaishnava is fulfilled. Vaishnava is one who has surrendered to Vishnu. So they have common mission statement that suffering of the conditioned living entities should be mitigated. So in the end, nobody gets the accession of devotees except it is approved by God. God gives it. Because Krishna had mentioned, one, Savasya Chaham Riddhi Sannivisto Mata Smriti Gyan Apunahamcha. I'm situated in everyone's heart, and as I'm there, I take inventory of what everybody is thinking, feeling, and willing, and I reciprocate. I give them knowledge to remember for those who want to remember. I also give them knowledge that makes for forgetfulness. That is what is called Maya Parita Gyan. There is knowledge, but it is chaff knowledge. Essence of knowledge is withdrawn. Krishna gives both. That is first point. Krishna is in the heart. He gives knowledge. So when Krishna sees, Prabhupada was saying, if the living entity, by chance or fortune, comes in contact with Krishna consciousness movement and wishes to associate, Krishna gives chance to meet a bona fide spiritual master. Krishna arranges that. But before that is achieved, Rupa Goswami mentioned, Ado Shraad, Tata Asadu Sangota, Bhajana Kriya. Shraad. Because Krishna is in the heart, he knows the level of faith that is there. And like Krishna rode Arjun's chariot in the battlefield, Krishna also drives the chariot of your faith. He drives the chariot of your faith to the association where that level of faith can be nurtured. You understand? That's why you find people in the mosque, it is a class of faith. You find people in the church, it's a class of faith. You find people in the mandir, in the Hindu temples, it's a class of faith. Then you find people also in the Hare Krishna temple. Sometimes people say, I don't know about here, but in the West or in Africa, they classify Hare Krishna movement as Hinduism. Is it Hinduism? Prabhupada said no. Hinduism is also like any other sect. Christianity is a sect. Islam is a sect. Hinduism is a sect. Sect is created by man because of the type of faith they nurture. But Krishna consciousness is non-sectarian. It's beyond all sects. Though we have same reference point as the Hindus, they read the Vedas. They practice the Vedas. They read Bhagavad Gita. But Hinduism is polytheistic. So many gods. That's why you find that those who have basic Hindu orientation, they are professionals in running supermarket of gods. Isn't it? You find a supermarket and many gods there. Small Ganesh, small Shiva, small Durga, small Lakshmi, small. But they are there in display. And then they will seal it with Sai Baba. But Krishna consciousness is monotheistic. We agree that these 33,000 million demigods, they are there, but they are doing ministerial duties. They are assisting in executing the order of God, in managing the material affairs. But that does not make them the supreme person. So walking on the scripture, on the order of Lord Brahma, Ishwara Param Krishna, we single Krishna out. And we are worshipping Krishna. So is Krishna consciousness different from Hinduism at this point? Obviously. We are not having supermarket of gods. Though we have a supermarket also. But we have supermarket of lilas of Krishna. Every day there is one other celebration. And that is the life in Krishna consciousness. If you are not celebrating Janmashtami, it will be Ram Navami. If it is not Ram Navami, it will be Narsingha Chaturthi. It's all supermarket also. But it is supermarket of the same one person who is exhibiting his unlimited prowess just to give life to the devotees. Sometimes I think, is it that God does not have some other thing to do? He's just busy manifesting, incarnating, enacting different pastimes. But see, he's a professional, emotional manager. Krishna is enacting different pastimes to give life to different devotees. So there is no limit as to how you enliven yourself. Oh, Krishna did this. Wow. Krishna did that. My God. Krishna did this. So the devotee is always filled with awe and veneration for God. That, oh, my God, is too much. You understand? There is a concept that if you understand God in the end, what do? You will bow to him. And Krishna has fulfilled all of that. Krishna has given us sufficient that. There's no way you can phantom or have a pair that there's equal like Krishna. Nobody is equal to him. So he has so many pastimes. And then if you want to check him out, you can bring some other person and put them on scale and see if there's anybody who can weigh that. So in one telecommunication advert in Nigeria, they call them MTN, he used the slogan, take a bow and achieve what you want to achieve. Isn't it? Take a bow and achieve what you want to achieve. If you bow to Krishna in surrender, is there anything you cannot achieve? Is there anything you cannot achieve? So Krishna has already made facility for that. It's not advertising. But he has enacted sufficient pastimes that if you give oral reception to them and you're able to reflect on them, what will you do? You must bow. And just by bowing, you can be able to overcome even Narayan Astra. Isn't it? Okay? So further still is that Krishna drives our faith. Prabhupada mentions that he gives us the opportunity by arranging a guru. And then when you get guru, guru is only going to give you the seed and the technique for nurturing the seed. Two techniques, watering and weeding. When you plant seed, you water it, will grow. But other weeds will grow along with it. And if you are not very prompt, the weeds may overgrow the seeds. Just like as I was traveling now in the South Maharashtra, rain is so much. Even some agricultural fields are flooded. So there is no way the farmer will come there. And because of the volume of rain also, people don't go to farm. 1 week, 2 weeks. Here in Bombay also, there was a whole week when there was the bomb blast, there was rain, there was this. People were indoors. So if you are a farmer and you planted seed and it's already grown with other weeds and in 1 week you did not come, by the time you come after 2 weeks, you'll be shocked. The weeds have overtaken the main plant. Isn't it? And when there are other weeds choking the real plant, they suffocate it. It will die. So the expert gardener is very expert in giving the required amount of water. And the watering is what? Watering is Shravanam. Hearing. As you are hearing, your faith is nurtured, your faith is increasing. You are becoming ecstatic and poised to do more. But that is not sufficient. The weeding exercise also is necessary. You have to be prompt in going to the garden and identifying, oh, this anatta is growing with the bhakti lata. I have to remove it like this. And Maharaj was mentioning to us yesterday, yes, through Krishna we can remove so many anattas. But there are specific anattas that we destroy only by the mercy of Lord Balaram. And those are the demons that Balaram himself personally killed. It is by the mercy of Lord Balaram, which is also mercy of Guru, that we are able to overcome such anattas. So that is the weeding exercise, that we are prompt to remove all the unwanted weeds as they are coming up. And that is what you see. Each time I hear Radha Maharaj lecture, virtually every day, there is this slogan, Trinada Pi Sunichena, Taura Pi Sahisuna. Every day you hear it again and again. And yesterday is mentioned, you hear we're always saying this. But the truth is that the scripture mentions, when he said, Kalo nasty eva, nasty eva, nasty eva, it means it is very, very important. More than once. If anything is mentioned repeatedly, second time, third time, it means it is important, it is very important, it is most important. I've not had any other person speaking and emphasizing this Trinada Pisune Chena like Maharaj does. Even in those early days when we used to have these house programs, when the Kirtan is going on, Maharaj will be screaming, Kirtaniya Sadahari. You understand? See, yes, this same concept is going on. It means that is his own niche. It's a special commission that all the disciples have to really give attention. Because that is the only one thing he's speaking over and over and over again. That this chanting, which is the weeding exercise, is only possible constantly when we cultivate the humble attitude. Lowliness, feeling ourselves servants of the servant, as tolerant as blade of grass, ready to offer respect to others and not expect in return. That is only how to be a good gardener. Otherwise, you can garden for some time and you go look for some other business because the agricultural business is not favoring you. But don't blame the business. You should take the blame. Because you see, in the blame game, it is expressed in our phalanges. We don't chant with this finger. Why? He's the chief blamer. He's quick to point at the other person. You are the fault. You are the cause. But if you see the expression of the finger when the blame game is going on, one finger goes out and three fingers are pointing back at us. Krishna says, you are the fault. Sastra says, you are the fault. Guru says, you are the fault. But you are saying, he is the fault. Ratio is 3-1. You get three blames, and the other person is getting only one blame. And you can imagine if because of one blame, we are not allowing this finger to chant the Maha Mantra, then we have no qualification to chant. Because we have three fingers blaming us. Isn't it? So in the end, association of devotees is a thing that has to be appreciated and nurtured, called maintenance culture. There's maintenance culture. A Jamil is left to be on his own so he can exhibit maintenance culture. He has learned something. He has to put it into use. So they want to see how he would do it. There was no big deal in waiting and then continuing the discussion with a Jamil, but what are they going to achieve? The Siddhanta that is required has been presented by the Yamadutas and Vishnudutas. What can degraded Ajamil give? He may start giving Grammy Kata if care is not taken. So they left because they are infallible. He said, the association of devotees is rare to find, difficult to understand, and infallible. It does not accommodate things that bring it down. Talking with Ajamil will make no use. So the same way, in the maintenance culture of devotional service, we are given certain items that we have to put as our check and our balances. Because at that point, we have to do the execution. The seed planting has been done. The technology for maintaining it has been given. But you have to do it now. Every devotee comes to Krishna consciousness. In the first 6 months, you are blissful, you are happy, you like it. Because Krishna is giving you taste. After 6 months, Krishna leaves you to be on your own. So you can work for sustaining that pleasure. And that time we start complaining. Oh, it's very difficult. I have to wake every day. This is. But Krishna wants you to know that nothing good comes for free. You must make effort for it. So Rupa Goswami in the Upadeshamrita gave us first technique. Usaha anischaya adhyayet. Tata kama pavatanan. Sango tiaga satovrite sadi bhakti vinasyate. Being enthusiastic. Endeavoring with confidence. Being patient. acting according to the regulative principles such as hearing, chanting, remembering, worshiping, praying, abandoning the action of non-devotees, and then following in the footsteps of previous acharya, because this is a time-tested process. You are not starting anything new. You are not inventing anything. You are only going to add to the confirmations. Oh, it works. It's time-tested and proven. Okay? So Prabhupada said in the purport of this that this maintenance culture is not a sentimental speculation or imaginative ecstasy. These are Prabhupada's words. It is substantiated in practical activity. Practical activity. So, and the English adage says, action speaks louder than voice. That's what it means. Yadi Adacharati says that whatever a great man does, let us see your action. The philosophy is fine. People believe it. But let us see how it works with you. It is only in the proof that it works with you that we can ascertain whether it will work with others. Isn't it? So, that is one. You have this knowledge applied. Second is that they left at Jamil. Guru gives us instructions for a while. Guru leaves us also temporarily, even if it means going to America. But that is for us to apply what instructions we have been given. And ultimately also, Guru joins the eternal pastime of Krishna in some other dimensions. We in Africa are feeling the pangs now. You may not have such experience. But he who feels it knows what it looks like. We stayed with Bhakti Titu Maharaj all the while, 18 years I was in Africa, getting different instructions at different times, making enthusiastic effort to follow them up, also bungling many of them too. But some of us were always eager to wait until when he comes to give us some more inspiration. Some also we just sit complacently and waiting for volumes of complaints that they will give to him when he comes. This is the ras. But in the end, he keeps telling us, if you don't beef up, I will only tell Prabhupada to take me away. He mentioned it many times. And he came when none of us expected it. I'm sure his last visit to Nigeria, this was also part of his statement. If you people don't buckle up, I'll tell Prabhupada to take me away to wherever my service is required. It didn't take 6 months where he started hearing his health is deteriorating. Finally, he left the planet. Now we are left to do this final test, which is the test of devotee maintenance culture. The guru comes, the pure devotees come, they give instructions. They are always in their instructions. We are always associated with them. But when our understanding is not matured, we think, oh, guru is not there. So we only be enthusiastic when we hear, guru is coming, then we are fired up. And when guru is not there, we are fired down. We are double-barrel devotees. Fire guns when guru is there. And then no bullets when guru is gone. But the real test is, all the instructions guru has given will be put to play when he's not there. And that is where Prabhupada was mentioning about Vapu and Vani. Yes, it is good to do physical service of the guru, because he said in Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, serving the devotees, you get their mercy in 3 ways, their Mahaprasad, the dust of their lotus feet, and the water that had washed their feet, essential ingredients. But more than all of this is their instructions. The Brahmana Kumar wanted to go with Mahaprabhu, but Mahaprabhu said, forget about it. You just want my physical association. Okay, you are tired of your Grihastha ashram. Did anybody send you there? You just go back and steal your juice. Do all the boga shopping, do all the fundraising, do all the budgetary allocation. But as you are going around doing this, add this one issue. That is my instruction. I mean, my instruction also. Yare deka tare kaha Krishna Upadesh. He left instructions. Did the Brahmana abandon the instruction? He kept it. And that is the great commission in Krishna consciousness today. The physical presence of the Guru will only help us facilitate that. His absence also will facilitate it in the instructions. We have to carry it on. Prabhupada did that, all of that, not with the physical presence of his Guru Maharaj. And he set up this kind of achievement. Every day, all over the world, Prabhupada's asset is increasing. Asset. If one has to claim property, Prabhupada's properties are increasing all over the world by the day. But this is the same person who borrowed 10 rupees sometime, borrowed 40 rupees sometime, went to America with only $7. Means material, by material calculation, he did not have good economic base. But today, because of acting based on instruction, which is not physical presence of the guru, asset is increasing by the day. In Nigli, you have one temple now. You bought land, you want to build somewhere else. It's Prabhupada's asset. In Pune, you have a temple now. You got land somewhere, you want to build. That is futuristic. All of this future and the present are Prabhupada's asset. It keeps increasing by the day. But it's only by this maintenance culture of devotional service. And that maintenance culture is said to be done either by physical presence. You serve as much as you can when Guru is there. But he said, we must take advantage of Vani. Vapu means he's there. Physical presence. Vani means in his instruction. And he's mentioned, he reasons ill who think that Vaishnava die while he lives in the sound of his instructions. He's ill thinking. He's always there in his instruction. And that's why you find out Prabhupada Lilamrita, of all books, I don't even enjoy Bhagavatam. I don't enjoy Chaitanya Charitamrita because I don't read them much. I'm not a scholastic person. But I'm a sentimental devotee. And Prabhupada's activity, they arouse my sentiment a lot. If you want to be a good evangelist, Prabhupada Lilamrita is sufficient. How to do it at one time, how to project, how to chase it, all is in Prabhupada's Lilamrita. And it gives the result. But all of this Lilamrita, only a lifetime in preparation, is what speaks about him associating with his guru. Every other aspect in Vani, functioning based on instruction. So we have elaborate instructions at our disposal. The one where we are getting currently, which are still repetitions of what we have gotten before, and the previous ones, they're in the books. But the thing is, who is going to apply it? I'm not going to do yours. You won't do mine. We're all on our own. But our association will help us enthuse each other, machita madgata pranam, encourage each other, derive great satisfaction by reminding each other. So it is babysitting or babyish to always think when Guru is there. It's only medium to express sentiment. What you do when Guru is not there, that is proof. And it's mentioned when Guru is not there and Guru is going to come, three things you will give as account of your stewardship. How many books have been printed and distributed? How many devotees were made? And how many new centers are opened? But for Prabhupada, the most pleasing is the books. Prabhupada said there must be books because they will serve for the future. Okay? So in the end, what are we reading about this text today? Jamil is left only with this maintenance culture. They have given me everything. Physical association, instruction, everything. But they have left him to see how he will function in Vani, use of his independence. So they want to know how much enthusiasm he will exhibit. They want to also know how much he has imbibed the instruction. So they left him. They could have waited to discuss with him. But this is the sadachar that they wanted to see him implement. And that is the lesson all of us also should learn from this text and from many other texts. Hare Krishna. గ్రంథర శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి శిల ప్రభుపాదకి గౌర ప్రేమానంది హరే బో.